Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio.
What have you been up to?
I went to Pope's Grotto this week.
What's that?
Pope's Grotto. You know, do you know Alexander Pope, the poet? You've heard of him?
Yeah.
He was 18th century.
I mean, the other Pope's been more in the news in the last week
or
two.
I thought that was like meeting Santa. I thought he sat on his knee.
If only. Although he was quite small and had got he had growth problems, so you probably couldn't sit on his knee.
Oh, dear.
Anyway,
it's a shame.
Yeah, he was. You'd know his stuff.
Oh, I know Alexander Pope.
Yeah, you'd know, like, Fools Rush In Where Angels Fear to Tread. That's one of his.
That's well known, yeah.
Hope Springs Eternal.
He's had some
heard
greats.
Yeah. And, of course, his big one, The Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's his sort of definitely maybe.
Well, I mean, to naturally come up with a film title, that's quite unique in the 18th century.
And Happy Birthday to You, he did that. You don't know that.
You see?
He did that other film title, Superman 3. Yeah. It's one of his.
I think he did Paris Gump, but I don't know.
Paris Gump, I think that's mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're having that.
That'll probably be bought by a very low-brow fashion magazine. Actually, I watched Superman 3 this week with my child. Watching your six-year-old really, really laugh at Richard Pryor is quite
an
experience, because you wouldn't have thought that was possible, because obviously his stand-up is it's a bit rude.
Right, adult content.
Turn.
Oh, man,
for him
loved him in Superman 3.
Great.
Loved him.
Funny bones, travel.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So Pope's Grotto.
The Grotto.
So I suppose we've all, haven't we, when we've, you know, when you realise you're making a few bob, we've all fantasised about our own grotto. No?
Okay. No. Okay. Never.
Okay, well, you know what it is? It's a sort of a bespoke cave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it like Santa's grotto?
I feel we've already lost about 20% of our listeners right there.
Well, you've made a few bob. So what happens in the grotto?
Well, what happened was that when Pope started to make a few bob as a poet, he bought a place in Twickenham. And so there was a road that separated, a public road that went between his house and his garden.
Right.
That's how you get it cheap.
All right, yeah.
So he decided, well, I'll build a tunnel from the house to the garden, then I won't have any problems with the road. And once he went underground, he thought, you know, wouldn't mind a little bespoke cave down here. So he got, he got some sparkly minerals and... There's two pieces.
Some Perrier water. Lovely. Nice.
There's two pieces of...
For guests coming in?
The Giant's Causeway.
Really?
Mate of his brought a couple of bits. I mean, they didn't know then that was the wrong thing to do.
No.
But, you know, Elgin Marbles. It's the same principle.
Similar.
Yeah, so they're still in there. You can still go and see. If you say to someone, let's go and see the Giant's Causeway, they think, oh, lovely, Northern Ireland.
Yeah, and then you
take them to Twickenham. Exactly.
Much warmer. So in the grotto, I've got this hopelessly wrong.
Okay.
Because I assumed it to have sort of...
In the grotto, isn't that Elvis Presley song?
Yeah.
What if he'd done a song about Alex? In the grotto, doon diddle doon doo, I love a sparking mineral. Hey, is that the Giant's Causeway in the grotto? Samuel Johnson, of course, said of the Giant's Causeway, another 18th century, it's come very 18th century, he said it was worth seeing but not worth going to see.
Oh, that's good.
Lovely.
That's good.
I'm just saying, I imagined it, when you said grotto, I think I saw fairy lights and maybe some scented candles and sort of succulent plants. I thought... What, is there nothing there? Is there no cushions or anything? They haven't made it nice.
No, but I mean, he's not still there.
No, I know, but I thought someone would have preserved it.
Well,
it has been
scatter cushions.
I don't know if there was ever soft furnishings. There's a sort of drawing of him writing down there. He's not on cushions. He's on like quite a sturdy.
Oh.
You know, different times.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was just, I was in Pope's Grotto, for goodness sake.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not having a go at it. I'm excited by it.
Okay.
I was genuinely excited by it. It's like, you know, minerals. You know, minerals.
Is that all there was?
There was the odd statue, but the minerals was the... there was mirrors.
Oh, really?
There was some of Pope's original mirrors was in there.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
What were they like, the mirrors, then?
A bit not so good.
A bit burnished now.
Yeah. See, what he used to do, he'd hang a lamp up and he had the mirrors fit in.
Angle poise?
It gave more light. I don't think... Now, wasn't the angle poise invented by the same bloke who invented the parking meter?
Oh!
Possibly.
Yeah, I think it was.
Oh, he gave with one hand, he took with the other, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Why didn't they have an angle poise parking meter? Oh, you're pointless. Yeah. Absolutely pointless.
Sorry. That's probably why.
You need to work on that. Go into the grotto and workshop that.
I've got more grotto.
Have you?
Great.
Yeah. I think this is getting a bit like MTV Cribs. If there'd been an 18th century version.
Skinner, Dean and Cochrane. Together, The Frank Skinner Show.
Absolute Radio.
So you're in Pope's Grotto.
So I'm in Pope's Grotto. I looks up.
You looked up.
And it was... another great thing that that he said, Pope, which I really like, is if you admit that you've been wrong about something... what you're actually saying is you are wiser today than you were yesterday.
Yeah.
And I've been looking for a positive spin
on
that for a long time.
Yeah.
I've always found it strange when people don't happily admit to being wrong because of that. Maybe I'm on the same page as...
I find people who say that never admit to being wrong, in my experience. Right? I mean, you could be the exception.
Maybe.
You could be that.
It's a great get out of jail free card, I find. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm wrong. So over, done.
The house, the villa that he built was on the river.
He's got villas now?
The villa's gone.
A lot of money in being a poet back then, wasn't there?
He did his own subscriptions, you see. He was crafty.
Right. Was he celebrity poet then? So he was, he wasn't like a Van Gogh situation.
He was celebrity, but he was a Catholic, which at the time held people back a bit. So he was. That's why he lived out of town, I think.
Oh, okay.
There was a time. I think when his family had to live further out because they put a restriction on how close Catholics could live to central London.
Because
at time they could be naughty. Right?
Who said that to you? Someone said bit naughty.
We were asking
Frank.
About worst away fans.
Right.
He was saying, but then he said that. He said, but West Ham at home are naughty.
Oh, the great quotes.
Yeah, but, my dad was forever claiming people for the Catholic Church. So I remember him saying to me, Elvis, he's a good Catholic. I said, I think he was like Catholic Elvis. And Bobby Charlton, I remember he claimed. His greatest achievement, I always thought, his longest shot ever. My dad honestly claimed that Muhammad Ali was Catholic.
Yeah.
I said, but that's the whole thing with him, isn't it? And he said, I'm on about he was brought up a Catholic. Again, completely untrue.
And then he threw salt in your face. Didn't argue with him then. Hey, Frank, we've had a message in from someone who says, I went to St. Catherine's School for 14 years in Twickenham on the site of the grotto.
Oh, yeah.
I regularly spent
Convent
time...
Convent school, I think.
I think she might know the name of her school, in fairness.
Yeah. It is a convent school.
I thought you were saying it was called something else.
Okay.
And regularly spent...
Yeah, isn't it called Paris?
I thought you were correcting her.
No, I wouldn't correct. I think she knows her own.
Sorry. Okay, so she's a convent girl. We've established that. But, you know, regularly spent time moving from prep to senior school through the grotto to avoid the main road.
We used to
run through as kids and turn all the lights off on others coming through behind us, leaving them in pitch black darkness.
Grotto fun. Hey.
It's from Ilse.
Oh, God, I'm just thinking, is there any way I could get myself a grotto?
Yeah.
And also, I mean, remember, he was pre-nuclear weapons. I mean, it didn't have that big plus.
Head of the game.
Apparently very cool in the hot weather. What would you have given for a grotto the last couple of months?
Yeah.
8, 12, 15? Anyway, it was great. I got showed around and told lots of stuff.
Did you get the VIP treatment?
No, because I tell you what it is. They I did.
Frank, I like your PA ringing. Hello, I'm looking for a celebrity contact for Alexander Pope's please.
Well, the thing is, they don't open it. It's not open every day by any means.
Oh, isn't it?
Because
it,
you have to go through the school to get to it.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think it might...
Oh, is it one of these architecture open week things, or is it...
Well, I think, okay, I don't know when it opens, but it's not regularly. You have to check. So there was just me and an American academic looking in there.
Did you go for lunch together?
No, we chatted a bit about 18th century interiors.
Nice.
I must admit, I was on the back foot somewhat with the architecture stuff, but she's writing a book about it. Oh. It was in a chapter on P's G.
P's G.
Oh, he loved her. He loved a big mastiff as
did
well.
He?
He did, yeah. There was a...
You've got a bit of a mentionitis with Alexander Pope. Is he a new sort of bromance?
I'll tell you what I love about him. He had a big mastiff called Bounce.
God.
Right. And so that one died, so he got another one and called that Bounce. And I like people who recognise the interchangeability of a dog species. Like, you know, people who clone their dogs. You think, just get another one like that. What are you paying that kind of money for? Mm-hmm. Just get
2.0. Yeah.
Same. It's the same.
Absolutely.
I'm going to have at least 4 Raymonds, I imagine, in my lifetime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he just, you know, he'd just be on the... Well, he wouldn't be on the phone, but he'd just say to his PA, Pope, Bounce 7 as he's gone down. Bounce 7, man down. Mastiff down. Get us another
seven
one.
Seven has thrown a 7.
Yeah, go and get us 8. Will you?
When my dog, who's called Lucky, leaves this earth, should I just get another dog and call it Luckier? Yeah, because it's still alive.
I like that idea.
Well, wait and see. You might want to call it less Lucky.
Maybe you're right.
Oh, yeah. God.
There was a book for sale there called Mastiffs and Minerals. just saying. I think you can get it through the post if anyone's.
Absolute Radio.
We're talking Pope's Grotto this morning on Absolute Radio.
Mainly Alexander Pope's underground hideaway. Do you think he called it a man cave at the time?
I don't.
I hope he didn't say that. It really put me off him if he did.
It would put me off too.
Do you think he had music down there from a grotto blaster?
Oh, come on.
Life ain't so easy when you're a grotto child. So, enough.
Okay.
Well, I tell you what, though, because it's on the river, it's a beautiful part of the Thames where he is there in Twickenham. Well, and it says his friends...
Where he is, I mean...
Where he was.
In the 18th century. Was it 18th century?
Yeah, he died 1744.
Oh.
Anyway.
Bit of a stalker.
So, a bit light on the stalking.
There's nothing you don't know about this man.
Yeah, yeah.
So his friends used to come by boat to visit him. So he'd stand down on the jetty.
Oh,
and
on the jetty.
You know what? And if you look along the river there, people still, they've still got like boats, but like small boats, like car-sized boats. And that's what they must do around there.
Yeah. Right.
Just drive around. I went out with a California girl. You remember her, Em?
Oh yeah.
And she was she'd been a surf gymnast in her youth, which I didn't know what that meant. But what it meant was that she was in a bikini, and surfing men would hold her above their shoulders for sort of
yeah.
Oh right.
Yeah, you know, because it looked good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she was saying that she had a friend who'd got a motorboat, or a dad had got a motorboat, and the two of them, or the three or four of girls in bikinis, just went tootling around this thing in California, and they saw John Wayne on his jetty.
Oh.
I mean, come on.
I mean, that really is like a dream, isn't
it? And they said, like, no toupee, just out there enjoying himself. And she said, they all went, Mr. Wayne, Mr. Wayne. And he just looked up and went, hi, girls. Oh, man. John Wayne.
I was excited enough because Jim Davidson had tweeted us this morning.
Yeah,
it's knocked me into a cocked hat.
Now we've got a John Wayne anecdote. I think maybe the first John Wayne anecdote of the weekend for a lot of people.
Of the century.
Well, at least I've moved into the 20th. Oh, getting closer.
But we were in 1744 a minute ago.
Yeah, give us a ramp.
Frank Skinner.
On Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio.
This is Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio with Emily Dean, and Alan Cochrane has returned. You can text the show on 81215, follow the show on Twitter at Frank on the Radio, or email the show via the Absolute Radio website. I was just showing the guys. I'm not going to talk about Pope's Grotto all morning, but there was they tweeted a picture of me, the Pope's Grotto Twitter feed.
Mm-hmm. The Pope's Grotto crew.
In an enormous clash of old and new. Yes. Pope's Grotto has a Twitter feed.
Yeah.
Hashtag PG.
Yes, a picture of me, and you can see I've got a Pope's Grotto laminate. Oh,
I mean,
nice.
He looks ridiculous.
You think?
Great. Well, I mean, he looks lovely. He looks very stylish, but equally, it's very I'm with the band. I mean, it's like AAA access. But what degrees of access are there to Pope's Grotto? Yeah.
It's access all alcoves. Oh, man. But we did have one brilliant thing, a Pope's Grotto-themed communication.
We did, and this is from 329, who says, "Hi, all, I've just booked to go to the grotto. My son says Frank could sell me anything."
Ladies and gentlemen, my work here is done.
You are one of those media influencers, aren't you?
What do they call opinion formers?
Yeah, tastemakers.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know if...
You
if,
are.
If, I don't know if the grotto's going to hit that kind of height. Is it going to be on Catelyn Moran's risers in the Times this week?
First you did it about Fortnum and Mason Piccalilli, and then it sold out,
it takes things viral,
and now this,
and then I got the reverse when I talked about somewhere I thought was closed.
Oh no, I did that with Clinton's
cards. Oh yeah.
Oh dear. And then it did close.
Yeah,
we had the BHS.